Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely week.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome, all of you. We are so excited. I say we. I have a phenomenal guest tonight. You've asked for it. We're back. Psychics Gone Wild is on prime time. It's been a really hard thing to get here, so you guys please be patient. This is Jethro Smith, and my wonderful hostess tonight is Melissa Berman. I have a lot of you going, what is happening? You guys are bouncing on it. You asked for us to be here on the most harder times, the busier times to get through. You know, us psychics get really intense, so we've got a lot of energy. I have people already writing in the room, hey, Jan. We've got people telling us that you guys are wild. We can feel the energy. Melissa is not only a very gifted psychic, she's also a very strong intuitive medium. She works with channeling. She also does a lot of pendulum candle reading. Melissa just rocks. So let's just talk to Melissa, and then we'll go ahead and get on the phone. I know quite a few of you wanted a reading. We are going to limit it to probably just a few minutes, so I know you guys with your questions, and me and Melissa promise we won't go too lengthy with you, but give you a good reading and then go on, because we've got a lot of people waiting. Melissa, how are you tonight?
Hi, Jethro. How are you? Hi, everybody. How are you? We're so glad to be here. We are wild! We are so wild. We are wild. You know, there's some planetary stuff that's getting ready to hit. We're getting ready for a full moon next week. Uranus, the planet of catalytic change, has been retrograde for 5 months. And that's the planet that is the sign of Aries, which is new beginnings, leadership. It rules Mars. All of this stuff is getting ready to happen. So think back what happened 5 months ago. you know, I think it was around July-ish, and to now, and anything that was that we had to deal with then is now going to kind of blossom and go kapow. So I think with that, a full moon and then Venus going retrograde, we got a lot going on. Woo-hoo!
I love it.
And it's,
you know,
Christmas.
And starting out, you got a lot going on with me, Melissa. You, last time we did the show, we were talking about past lives. A lot of my listeners here and a lot of friends in Tampa were like, you, Melissa, just whet our appetite, and then you run off, and we got into another subject because we are wild. Yes, we did have a past life. We are, I would say, brothers and sisters of a link of a karmic kindred spirit is the word I would use for it.
Ooh.
And I had a friend tease me. They said, you and Melissa are both crazy. I don't think you're wild. I think you're insane. Someday.
Thank
only
you.
They
yes,
are.
We are.
Yes, and stick it out. Now that it's out in the open and we can be insanely in public,
and
we are.
And we decided we would name the lady, the British lady that goes, it's Blog Talk Radio, 5 minutes until showtime. We're deciding, is her name Lily or is her name Agatha? We should probably have a little contest and decide what do we want to name the Blog Talk lady. We don't know where she is. She drinking tea, you know, is she living in a little like gingerbread house somewhere, you know. 5 seconds till showtime.
And we're supposed to be prim and proper while me and you were being wild, and we just
So we love her. So Lily or Agatha or Hortense, maybe Celeste, we don't know. Maybe you should ask everybody what did they think her name is. She just, hi, Jan. Hi, everybody. We love you guys so much. It's such a privilege to be here with everybody. We're getting Lily and we're getting Agatha.
Lady, what do you think her name is? Send it in to psychicsgonewild.com and we'll come up with a fun contest. Speaking of contest tonight, stay tuned because I'm going to be giving away a couple of books here. I'm going to be giving away also some beautiful jewelry from Ladies Arango in New York City. I want you guys to remember this, that you need to check out. It's been a while, but go to www.armadio, I always say this, armadio.co, and it's at Avid Boutique. So that's AVD Boutique. And you know, those of us, the boutique is BoutiQue. Lady Arango is just a phenomenal friend of ours, and we love her. And when she found out me and Melissa were going to Thursday, she said, I've got extra jewelry.
And guess what? We're going to Wednesdays after tonight. We want to tell everybody. Yes, we're moving around because it's just trying to put all the puzzle pieces together for Psychics Gone Wild. And everybody has, like, these crazy schedules. So I think Wednesday's going to be our home base for a little while. But Thursday's rock, too. But we finally found what's going to work for everybody's schedule. So thank you guys for being so patient with us. We are just trying to find our other groove. We've got one groove going. Now we got to find the other groove so we can, like, be in groovy. We're wonderful.
And we love all of you who have been writing in and letting us know with this. You know, this is a very good compliment, Melissa. And like she said, we are doing it. And I love with you, the individuals who wrote in, we will be having some other surprises. You've wanted to put some other people together. You want us to do this. This is what we do. And stay tuned because some of our older surprise guests are going to be back. We have a couple of emails.
Yeah, there might be three of us sometime or two of us. You know, it's just going to be like really bouncy, 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 fun. And meaningful,
remember the
right, Jethro?
Yes, and some topics. We have a one here that tonight was wrote in that they put in on an email here. They're like asking Melissa, with their health and with their individuality, what would you suggest that the person do to start out? They're new in this path and are just learning about metaphysical and some of their abilities. What would be some things you would suggest? They've started doing some meditations that would help them become healthy and live in a life that is holistically, consciously correct.
Congratulations. And boy, you already really are psychic, because that's what Jethro and I are talking about this evening. One of our big topics is to talk about health and the correlation between the chakras and the organs and how we can get into balance as best we can, not to close out anything with traditional medicine, but to enhance our experience, because there's lessons in everything we do. I'm going to address your question in just a minute, but I wanted to also share that, you know, years ago I had the privilege of working with a massage therapist who is trained in everything, shiatsu, acupressure, everything, and her master teachers were in Chinese medicine and taught her, and she shared it with me and everyone, that even if you have a splinter or a bruise or a little nick or a little cut, look at where that is on your body, and that's going to tell you a story. And we want to do a lot of cross-referencing, like researching Chinese medicine and looking at the meridians. There's tons of information even online. And there's a map inside our body, which we'll talk about later, that correlates to organs. And the organs correlate to emotions. And so often we get situations where from a past life that didn't get resolved in that particular time field or lifetime, whatever you want to call it. You know, we have different time things going on. It gets stuck in an emotion or a childhood trauma or a trauma. It gets stuck on a certain grid in the body because the body is like a map. And we need to go in and do that inner work. It's challenging, but it's so meaningful because when we start to do that process, things really change. We grieve it. We move through it. So for our particular beloved person who emailed, you are being guided to do this work because your health is instrumental in getting you to where you want to be. It's like very synergistic. One of the best books is You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And Louise actually, I worked for her. I had the privilege of being a part of her publishing company years ago as assistant to the president, being groomed for a junior exec, and then things changed with the company, and it was fine. You know, it was such a great experience. And I'd been working with that book since 1984. And what's beautiful about You Can Heal Your Life, first of all, Louise healed herself of cancer. She went in and did the inner work. You know, why is she having these patterns? What happened to her? And, you know, she had some really horrendous childhood abuse. And you could take that further back. You can definitely akin some of this stuff to past life. And when I say that, I want people to go, oh, you know, past life, it just seems so odd. But it isn't. It's a continuum of the soul's journey and the soul's path. And we can really talk about that at length. But for our particular beloved person who's written in, it feels like, you know, when you read that book, Louise has broken it down so it's spiritual for every denomination. And she's giving affirmations, and she's helping us heal, and she's giving information. She has in the back of the book, Heal Your Body, which is a great book as well. Get that book. Because you're working on your health, you want to maybe get some books on nutrition, spiritual nutrition. I Googled that because I'm not sure what the books would be, but it sounds like because you're so synergistic in this new quest that's happening, you are definitely listening. You want to learn how to balance your chakras. You want to learn what the chakras mean. Get a book on chakras. There's a good book called by Judah. I think her name is Andanito something or other, or Judah. I can't remember, but she has this massive book on the chakras. Western Mind, Western Eastern something or other. You have to Google it. Any book on the chakras is going to really, really help you get into balance, learn about balancing those yourself. And actually, as Psychics Gone Wild grows, I'm going to be offering some classes on how to not only balance your chakras, because Jethro does that as well. I'm going to also help you correlate it to the organs and get in there and do some of that work. And then I'm also going to do a guided imagery class as well, which is different, but look for that in the new year. So that's what I would suggest. You can heal your life, heal your body, anything about chakras, and, you know, you're on your way. Just keep up the great work. Eat well. Eat well. Eat for health. You know, eat some green foods because that's for health.
We love that. And those of you listening in tonight, this is Jethro Smith and this is Melissa Berman, and we welcome all of you. We have a new phone number. I know last night was wild. Amy Kavanaugh and Dina Flanagan did their usual magic and blew up the system. So now we have, no, I'm teasing. We now have two numbers. You can call in at 773-897-6461. If you're having problems, try the new number. It's a toll-free number. It's 855-345-4710. That's 855-345-4710. 345-4710. Psychics Gone Wild is building with Jeff Woe, and we are Willie Wild Wabbits. So if you are ready, let's grab the phones because it's time to get wild. We will do this, like I said. Please give me your first name, and I do know that a lot of you guys like that. If you do a general reading, don't get offended that we only give you so many minutes. Me and Melissa will limit our answers and give you that because we've got so many people, we want to get to as many as we can. So 256, who are you?
Hi, this is Kimberly. How are you?
Hi,
Kimberly.
Kimberly.
Hi, you rock. I love you dearly, and you know I was so worried about. I know I was so worried about you because there for like a couple of weeks I think you were cheating on me. I had to call my psychic, and I said Kimberly is going to another radio show. She is not laughing with Jethro. I'm not happy. I give her my world. She threw me a rock. I said, what's wrong with this story? No, I'm just like,
no.
Where were you, girl?
No, I've been really busy. Forgive me, seriously.
Hi,
I'm
Kimberly.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm great. It's so great to hear from you.
Yeah, yeah.
So give us the dish. We're here. We're all ears. What's new? How can we help you?
Well, I've applied to. I'm good. I've applied to chiropractic school. We'll see how that goes. Other than that, I need a vacation.
And so what's your question?
Okay. My question is there any way you could just give me what to expect in the next 3 months?
I'm just going to share what's being shared with me, because the color yellow came up, and I'm thinking, how is your nutrition? How's your health? Is your liver doing okay? Have you been agitated a little bit lately? Are you eating too much sugar?
I've been agitated.
Okay.
I need to do a liver detox. You're right.
Okay.
On.
Okay. And are you eating like stuff that you normally don't eat because you're stressed? Like your nutrition
yes.
a little bit? Okay.
Yes.
So that's awesome that you know about a liver detox. That's a seed of anger and agitation. But the color yellow came up, and I was like, you don't have jaundice. It feels like you need, thank goodness, it feels like you need to empower yourself more, especially in the over the holidays. You've got to back the sugars out because your body can't handle them. If you're running into sugar to kind of comatose yourself, your body can't handle it. So you want to kind of do some bananas or do some, you know, make some homemade pudding. Do something that's like you hands-on, being co-creative with your nutritional well-being. Because if you don't keep your nutrition well, you're going to end up, I hate to say it, you're going to end up really under the weather, and you can't afford to do that. You're too busy.
Okay.
So it sounds like, you know, there's some kind of a move going. I don't know if you're moving an office or if you're moving stuff around in your house or you want to move. It feels like there's, like, big movement coming in the next 3 months, and March is going to kick butt for you.
Okay.
And April, too. Like, March, April, May, that's what it feels like. How about you, Jethro? What do you think?
I'm feeling
that,
too.
Are
you there? I am here. Yes, and I yeah, so we go in here real quick, and I love this. Me and Melissa are the talkers, and we do love it. Kimberly, we love you, and you know I was teasing you. I know you didn't two-time me. We are friends, and I love Kimberly's laugh. I will do any kind of joke to get Kimberly to laugh because I love her laugh. I have no modesty. I will just jump in there. I am feeling the same thing with that, exactly what Melissa said. I also feel some other strength happening with you. You brought up busy, and the guide showed me that you're going through another strength. I have read for you, and I do feel this energy, and the guides were showing me with you that, Kimberly, your child and you are working on some energy together, and I feel that this is part of what's going on. You're not only a really good mom, you're just a good person, and the angels are showing me that as this strengthens up and it's going together, I keep seeing this really pink, unconditional love coming from you, and also working with your energy together for what they want. They said the next 2 months, as she said, we'll do this, it'll strengthen you. You're getting ready for some big stuff. I feel like in they said when around the time of Valentine's Day, you're going to be in February in Aquarius, very much opening the energy to where you want to be. That's what I feel, Kimberly. And
okay.
I hope. Oh my gosh, we got. I laugh. I want to tease you guys. We got all this extra stuff on, and now there's no problems, and I'm used to there being problems. Did you notice this? I'm waiting for it to hit me. I've been doing this so long, and it's working. Everything's working, Melissa. You did it.
Yay!
Thank you for calling, Kimberly. Put in tonight. We're giving away some really good, phenomenal prizes. And you know how to do that, you guys who put in, is that you go to psychicsgonewild.com. That's psychicsgonewild, one word, .com. And put in, you know, I'm hoo-hoo or whatever your name, and you say, this is what I want to do. I want to get in, and I want to win a prize. Or you put in there. I've had an individual write me yesterday. There was a little critiquing. They said that Jethro was a little bit on the crazy side of writing on Facebook. I'll have you guys know, sometimes I do have a spelling impediment. I've had it since a child. I get really excited. Okay, so I put down that they weren't a beamer, they were a beater. A beater is actually someone who does beads. I know that's not correct, but I got caught on this, and that's what they're joking about. You can tease me all you want. I was excited. I was putting down that the person was – what I was trying to explain was they were very handy with their hands. So, yes, they are right. I do get crazy on Facebook. But what I love with you guys is you get a hold of us. Like Melissa was talking about, we help people. And so this is gives you a taste, a sample, and then get a hold of us there to see what really makes you happy. Tonight we've got a phenomenal book. We've got a book by you-know-who, the psychic, music psychic, Pamela Cummings. I've got a book here that I'm going to give away, and it's a good one. I read it. I love it. And I got a surprise for you guys. You guys remember Pamela? Pamela is one of our original people. It's been with us since our beginning. Pamela's going to do some surprise spots. We've been talking, and Pamela wants to come on and do some readings. She always gets me to spill stuff I'm not supposed to tell over the air, so stay tuned because it's going to get wild. I love Pamela. She's just a phenomenal psychic. Grabbing the phone, we're going to go on to 702. How are you, 702?
Hello.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. My name is Craig. I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Craig. Good evening. We're so happy you're with us.
Certainly, certainly. Is there any limitation so I can ask tonight?
I'm sorry, what did you say, love?
Are there any limitations as to what I could ask tonight?
Well, you want to just ask, like, the thing that's, like, really in your head, driving you crazy question, you know, the one that's really in the forefront of your head. So we're on international air, so, you know, pick and choose what feels right to you, okay?
Okay. Well, the question I have tonight is, I'm be 34 in the next 3 weeks. We're excited about it. But I'm still single. I don't want to know if that will change.
You want to know, look, why you're still single and what to do?
Oh, no, I want to, when do you see that changing?
Oh, okay. So, you were kind of going in and out. I couldn't hear you, so I was like, wait, what are we doing? Okay.
I apologize.
Okay. Well, you kind of like being alone sometimes. Solitude is really a fun way of life for you because that's kind of how you process everything. So you want to kind of get out there slowly and surely. You don't want to go, like, over the top, you know, the first person you meet and that sort of thing. You want to kind of take your time. It's kind of like ice skating when people ice skate and they kind of weave in and out. For you right now, you want to take your time because you don't want to draw somebody to you that's going to waste your time and
right.
take advantage of who you are. You want somebody that's going to come in and really get who you are because people think that you're one way and you're really deep and you're really charming. Of course you're charming. So you want to kind of find somebody that understands that beneath all that charm is a very deep, deep person. What do you think, Jethro?
I'm on this with this. Craig, I feel an energy here. I laugh. There's something else going on a little bit. I'm not trying to be odd. I'm going to mute your phone, but you can hear us because there's something going with the phone of yours, like the, maybe the mute button or you're hearing us at the same time a little. There we go. And what I'm feeling with it, Craig, is the guides are telling me with you that I'm seeing a person. I'm seeing that also that they said that I feel like you've got a couple of people that have potential today, but your guides are not only a little choosy, but they're also working with you. They're showing me that you want more than just that usual. You asked about what you could say, and I guess we are adult hour. We can say it. You want more than just the physical. You want someone you can talk with, and you want someone that you can – I feel you're looking for that spiritual love. You're feeling that you're wanting someone that can be with you through the long haul.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm. So we're both on the right track there. Just take your time with it, right, Jethro, don't you think? Just, like, kind of check it out. Don't go crazy right away. Do you feel that?
Yes. And I they keep telling me, I'm getting initials of C, like a big C, and they keep telling me, I feel that this is either, I feel this is the first name, but they're also telling me that the reason that this has happened, now I got to ask the guys, because I mean, we're both musical, me and Melissa. Are you musical too, Craig?
No, I'm not musical, but it could be possible that she is.
That's what I'm feeling. See, and I want to make sure, because when you say this, this is where we help. And I had someone tell me, well, you're psychic, you tell me. No, we work together. The guys show us energy. And I'm feeling the energy with it tonight. And I feel this person is very musical. I mean, I can feel that. And in fairness, that was the note C. Do you see what I mean? That's why. And
yeah.
Craig, I really am excited about with you calling in because you've called a couple times and you're one of ours. You helped pick the parent of our turtle. Amy Kavanoff was the parent you picked for our
Aww.
Turtle. And I'm supposed to let you know she's already named it. If you've listened into her show, she's usually on our show. It's going to be here on 10 o'clock at night. And Amy's named it after a friend of hers that just passed away. You made her night. And I'm supposed to tell you when you call in that she felt very honored. I think you brought tears to this psychic's eyes. Yeah. But going back and here, you see, us psychics gone wild. We're a family, Craig, and I thank you for calling in. They're telling me that this lady is also someone who is not only musical, but I feel like she's been working. I feel like she's been burning the candle at both ends. I see an attractive person, but I see that she's. I would say she's tired. She needs. She's like you. You're the same way. You don't. Like she said, take it slow. And when Melissa was talking, the guys were showing me like they were shaking their head, laughing. Like if we can get him to go slow, we'd love it. You know what I mean? I'm not being mean to you, but I'm just being blunt. We got to be honest here. Don't you feel that, Melissa?
I think it's just because you're so ready to have a relationship again that you'll kind of do anything and it'll make you, but it's going to make you spin your wheels. So, you know, the holidays are here. If you get invited to, you know, some outings, do that. You know, go where people ice skate if you're in a position to do that, even if it's a fake rink. You know, get out there and just, you got to check it out. You guys will be brought together at the right and perfect time, and I think February is going to be a really fun time for you, and May for sure. Yeah, but just take it easy. You know, really value yourself when you do this, because you can't help but meet the right person, right, Jethro?
Yeah. And we thank you for calling, Craig. Definitely stay tuned. We are going to be giving away some prizes. One thing would be nice is to win this jewelry, and you could give it to your lady friend. So,
absolutely.
You know, thank you for calling in, and I'm going to go
take
on
care,
to the next
Craig.
Person.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Keep us posted. We're on the edge of our seats now. Woo,
I know. We always
want to know.
We love the love. You know, they can say what they want about psychics. If you're a psychic and you're not into romance and love, you're in the wrong career. Because I've had people come to me. That's one of the questions they come. I mean, they don't come to us saying, "Okay, what soup am I going to buy?" You know, I've been going in there for months, and I'm cross between split pea or chicken noodle. You're not going to do that. You know? I'm an eater. And I've had people tease me that a person told me tonight first time the gentleman had ever had a reading. I can, you know, confidential. I won't say his name or anything. But the big joke was the man had never met me or anything. Heard any about Psychics Gone Wild, and all of you guys know that I used to eat on the phone. I used to get in trouble because I like to eat. This gentleman walks in. Listen, the first thing out that he says to me, he goes, "So what are you eating?" I looked at him and I go, "Okay." I thought he was a plant because I hadn't psychically. I said, "Anything in the room that's allowable." You know, I was just trying to be silly. Bad joke to do, because now I have a really good client here in Tampa. But long story short, the gentleman told me, he said, "I got to tell you," he said, I just got this really strong presence that you were like contemplating." And he starts telling me about all this food. So I've got a joke. If you guys, if I'm reading you and you start feeling food, it's me. I think my cutting back on my app. Long story, I'm just thinking of it. It's the way that rolls with me. I love to eat. I mean, is that something bad, Melissa? I mean, to really enjoy food.
Fabulous. Well, aren't you a chef? Aren't you a cook? Like, weren't you in food services or something pretty crazy like that? Were you?
Oh, yeah. And I love that. My girlfriend loves you. My girlfriend calls me a chef. I owned a restaurant, and it was a little cafe. Some people would call it maybe a greasy spoon.
Oh, that's so genius. Like, you're so gifted.
Thank you. And I love it. And I come from a family that, you know, now those of you know that I am Native American. My mom raised 8 children of her own natural and had a lot of other adopted children, other families we helped raise. But more importantly, what I love with my mom is all of us were family and kids, but she raised us, and she had an agreement with all of us. She would not have a male who was afraid of the kitchen or was basically thought he was going to be a sluffer. We all worked. And it was really hilarious because we tease, and my dad, I can say this, he doesn't listen to my show, he thinks I am still down here working in a restaurant, but that's another story. he won't tell us. He got me telling. I think Pamela's not the only one. I think Melissa also gets me to spill stories. But what he would tease about is my mom would taught all of us to cook really young. And my sons laughed about it because I have a son who is very phenomenal. Ryan, those of you who know, loves to cook, you know. And
so wonderful. Yeah, and we know you have your little stashes stuck under your desk, under the, right there, your pie. Your pie's over here, but you left the fork on the other side of the room. I know that. I can see that. But you cook well. You're a great cook.
I love it. We're going in. We've got to change this. It's fine. How are you? And you do it tonight.
Hello?
Hey, we got there, I guess. That person?
Hello?
201, how are you tonight?
Hi, I'm good. I was just typing in the chat room. I got carried away, sorry.
It's all right. That's why we're wild. We're in there. Did you see that Jan and them are having this party? There's a lady, Connie, and a couple other ones that are just sweethearts, and we're going to keep them.
Ooh, I couldn't hear who's on the line. It was
my name's Brittany.
Brittany?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Brittany. How are you this evening?
Great, how are you?
Great. Can you talk more into your phone? Because you're kind of
sure,
cutting in and
sorry.
Out. Okay, there you go. So how can we help you? There you go.
I'm good. I just wanted to know. I've been having like financial issues, and I decided to sell some websites I have, and I just want to know if that's gonna be a good idea.
What are you selling?
Domains that I bought that I'm trying to sell and make a profit off of.
A domain like
online? .com.
Mm-hmm. .com.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, that's so interesting. Well, that's one avenue you can explore. As that unfolds, that's one source of income. Do you have anything that you would want to sell on eBay or Etsy or anything like that as well?
I thought about that, but...
That feels like that could be immediate cash for you as well. And don't panic about your finances. You're just going through a change right now. It feels like there's money in the bank coming and that you'll know, you know, kind of where you're supposed to place stuff. Eventually, you might want to invest in either a retirement account down the line, like a Roth IRA or a bond or something that just kind of holds some cash for you that might make a tiny bit of income. It sounds far-fetched now, but just know that you can do those kind of investments in really small increments. But financially, it doesn't feel like, you know, it's just a temporary situation. It feels like you'd do really good in retail, too, if you ever decided you wanted to kind of... Yeah, it just sounds like you would be so great in retail, even if you did it part-time. I mean, Macy's needs you. Go be a manager there. I mean, it's...
You, Jethro. Because I had an interview there, and I couldn't. It was just too chaotic.
Right. But maybe a metaphysical store or something, someplace where you've got a real gift of helping people find what they need. And that's like a metaphor for your life, you know, that you're able to help people find what they need. So maybe even a part-time down the line. Go ahead, Jethro. You're breathing. I can help. And you aren't eating anything, so go.
You're okay. And, Brittany, I saw that your guides are stepping back. See, the fair thing is we all do back and forth with the readings. I get to see more when I'm stepping back, as Melissa will with me. It's a good thing being back in the corner of it watching. The angels are telling me with you that you, Brittany, that you are. It's too much. It's too much when you're in around people. You have some empathy ability there. You're picking up sensitivity. Mm-hmm. And see, I'm the same way. And I loved restaurant. I'm a phenomenal salesman. You want to get me energy. But the thing is, what happens, like you said, it gets too much. And I feel what also is going on is there's something else that's taken off. You're an entrepreneur. You're better as your own boss. You have the strive. You have the work. When you were talking about computer, I felt this real strength. They're telling me, get a hold of me, Brittany, on the side. Personally, I've got a really good gift with this readings that I know of some people who could help promote you and get you out there and get your name. I call them, and I can say this, those of you don't get mad, they're my geek friends, because I was a geek, and I still have days that I am a geek. I mean, people will tease me. If you've ever seen, you know, you guys have seen my pictures, my girlfriend puts on, there's days that I scare myself. It's like, oh my gosh, her hair's all wild here, but that's me. And what I really like about it, and what I'm feeling with you, Brittany, is that you need that love. You need, and get with us on Psychics Gone Wild in the Facebook, because like that, write to us, make some friends with that, because I feel that you need that support. You know, Jan Bach Drakey is one that is really good. Just like Melissa, they've got that positive energy. I can talk to them on the computer. I can type Jan or I can type Melissa, even on my email, and I can feel when it comes back. I feel that's what you're doing. Can we talk a little bit about relationship? Because I feel like there's something here going on a little bit.
I kind of took a step back to focus on this kind of stuff.
And I'm glad, and I'm just going to say a little bit, because we're going with timing, but I feel that's part of also what's going on. And they said that you're doing a little setback, but you're doing a little bit of healing, and I would want you to do some positive work of get a mirror and do, I like myself, I like myself, I'm great, because I do feel in you, you are like this really, really good person. And what's going on with the other strength is there's something with your yellow that's going on with this because of the relationship and the stepping back that I see you doing it even better. They keep showing me that you have an ability with numbers or something. Like I'm seeing like checks and balances.
And I'm also seeing flowers, like, to be around flowers more and to be around nature more. And, you know, again, if you need, like, cash right away and you can be around flowers, get a part-time job at a flower store. You know, if you're worried about finances, part-time retail in a more quiet setting is an immediate thing you could do. If that's not right for you, you know, then, you know, of course, if Jethro has his geek squad, that's going to be genius. But you need, you have fairy energy, and you definitely have, you know, call on the fairies. Don't be afraid to call upon the unseen. They have benevolent gifts. They're there to help you, but we have to give them permission. So you're not alone. It just sounds like you're just in a transitional place. But this thing online is just one avenue of income.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.
Okay, little Brittany, little angel fairy girl. All the best.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye and blessings to you. And we have people calling in. We've got your email. We've got a bunch to go. We're trying to go wilder than. And welcome to prime time, Melissa. You are too much. You've got these people going to the wall.
I'm thinking of your crazy wild hair. I'm just getting that image of that hair. That wild hair is so great.
I had days my hair's a lot like that, and I got my arms swinging down because I have longer arms. I could, like, touch my knees, and people are like, should we hand him a bongo or throw him back with the rest of the baboons? It's like, what are
oh
you doing?
Just,
I have days. I admit it. Isn't there days you just want to do that? This, you know, I had a person tell me I wasn't wearing the right name tag or the prim and proper. I didn't even know what that meant. Thank you.
Seriously? They have nothing better to do than to criticize you about a name tag? I'm just saying. Really? I mean, really?
I didn't know this, and you know, I am an adult. But did you know that there's certain places you're not supposed to go unless you have the proper attire?
What would that be?
I don't know, and I was eating sunflower seeds. I was outside. Now, please tell me if I'm a barbarian. But if you're outside walking down the sidewalk, and you guys are hearing what I'm talking about, sunflower seeds, you're going to have a seed. I'm not saying shooting someone's eye out with it. I'm saying you got it. You bite the sunflower seed. They said that was improper, and that I was not in the right attire.
Down the street spitting sunflower seeds out?
Yes.
That's tacky. I'm sorry. If you had landed like at a park and had your little thing, your spittoon cup to spit in, but yeah, that's pretty bad. Sorry. And that's like so not you, because you are the consummate gentleman. I know that about you. You are an incredible gentleman, but that wasn't good. Sorry.
Oh, no, I'm learning.
And you know, I would support you 1,000,000%, but that one, no, that's just, ugh, because that, you could be like spitting that out and hit somebody in the eye. But the sky is falling. No, it's Jethro spitting a sunflower seed. No, not. You know what, Jethro? That's really not who you are. Somebody must have just like.
I know, and I know that this is terrible, but it is. And I will. I use the excuse of it that I thought it was okay as long as I wasn't shooting at somebody. And
not
I was,
if you're walking down, somebody could slip on it. You know, it's like when people eat ice cream cones. That's more contained. But if you're eating sunflower seeds and spitting the shells out,
that's just so gauche.
Sorry.
No. Okay, 989, come and save me. How are you doing, 989?
Good, how are you?
Getting in trouble. I don't have seats in public and everything anymore.
Yeah, don't, Jethro. That's going to give you a bad reputation, and you don't want that.
Okay.
What is your name?
Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. Good evening. It's so nice to meet you.
Oh, it's my first night here, and you guys are awesome. I love your energy.
We love you. What can we do to help you? Welcome.
Well, okay, I got a question for you. My daughter passed away in February.
Okay.
And in May, I worked a Sylvia Brown show, and she told me my daughter was going to recycle back to me, and I would give birth to her again. But I didn't get to ask when I was going to get pregnant. Do you have any idea when I'll get pregnant?
Wow, March feels like something's coming.
Like March 2014?
Oh, yeah. It feels like March to me. Do you feel that your daughter's going to come back right away?
I do.
Okay. Well,
I question it sometimes, but most of the time I feel like I'll come across something and go, well, I have to save that because she's going to be back and she's going to want to see that.
Yeah. And just to not to denounce anything anybody else would say, if it isn't her coming back directly, she's facilitating this. I'm kind of getting the sense what's being shared with me is that she's kind of tired. She's kind of exhausted. She's really not ready to come back. But you're ready to have another kid. And so there's whispers coming in your ears from your divine team, and your beloved child is getting acclimated to her new environment, and I think it may not necessarily be her, but it feels like she may be facilitating it, and it feels like you may have a boy. What do you think, Jethro?
I feel very much, and I got to ask your name again, and it's nothing personal with you. I'm trying to keep a lot of boards going.
It's Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Okay, and I need you, Bonnie, to say it so I pick up and resonate with your energy, that I feel like, Bonnie, that I do feel that with the boy. Also, I'm picking up that there's another part of your energy that also is why you went and saw Sylvia, is your energy's working out some things that are happening for you. I feel like you've went through a whole revelation, that at one time there was an interest with this, but I feel like you've also got some things that are tuning up for you, Bonnie.
I guess I don't know what that means.
What I'm feeling with you, Bonnie, what I'm saying is that I feel that your guides are also putting in together for you another part of what they want to have happen, and that is that I feel like you're able to send stuff from the other side is what I'm picking up. I feel like I wouldn't say you're a medium per se, but I feel like there is energies that you do percept.
You know, I told a friend that the last week, I could see like things moving in the air, what I would describe as frequency or vibration, and I was waiting for it. I just said, I'm not afraid, and I waited for it to morph into something, but it didn't. So I don't know what that was. I'm also trying to learn tarot, and I don't know if I'll succeed at that or not because it's difficult, but I'm trying.
Right.
When you're doing
the tarot, it's you're getting messages for you. Like Jethro was saying, you know, about, like, these messages coming through, and just enjoy everything that – yeah, just enjoy, you know, your process with your unfoldment.
Okay.
Thank you, Bonnie, and we appreciate it.
You do see a pregnancy, though, coming.
It feels like you're ready to have another child. That's kind of what you want to look at instead of going, am I going to get pregnant with my kid again? You're ready. When you're ready to have another child, then that's when it's going to unfold. And it feels like March, you know, if March would be the beginning, that would take you to, you know, what, 9 months would that be? December again.
Well, thank you. And we're going to go ahead and go
all
on, you guys. We've got a little bit. We got 580. How are you doing, 580?
Hi, Jethro.
Hello, I thank you for tuning in tonight. This is Jethro Smith and Melissa Berman, and we are going wild, trying to get to as many as we can. The phones are going crazy. It's like dropping people, throwing people, but you 580 get to be with us. Hang
That's
on.
That's because
you're
slipping on all of those seeds you dropped.
I was kidding about it. I have people writing me. They're like,
tell us your name, please.
This is Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. You sound kind of sad or upset. Are you okay?
It's just been a sad year.
A sad
Long
year.
Tears.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how can we help you?
Well, I have a question.
Sure.
I have 2 months that I want to throw out here for you for next year, March or September, and see what you pick up on them.
I missed the first part of what you said. Something about dates. Did you say? It's hard to hear.
I said I have 2 months for 2014, March or September, and I would like to see what you pick up on those 2 months for next year.
Oh, you're picking. You want to know what's going on for March or September?
Yeah, well, Jethro, I've talked to Jethro several times. I'm a widow, and he knows a little bit about the situation. I lost my husband a year ago, and I've been proposed to, and we haven't decided on a date. He said it's either March or September.
Oh, because I was like, wow, okay, which date did you get married in? September feels
you should have let me jump out there. You always want to be the first swimmer. You should have shared with me.
September
I'm teasing
feels
her.
Really,
yeah, I love Melissa.
September feels really good. March feels a little too rushed. But September gives you time to kind of plan what you want to do and kind of do it. It's going to be like a new beginning, like a second coming of age, a second, you know, like you're being presented to the world again. So you want to kind of have some time to really make it the way you want it. Are you thinking of having a Vegas wedding, though?
Well, not really.
Okay, good. Because I mean, I was like, make it like a very elegant event. You know, you don't have to like spend a gazillion dollars on it, but you want it to be a fresh start. And for me, what's being shared with me is September feels like it gives you more time. Okay, Jethro, hit it.
Well, you're fine, and we're going with it, Vicky. It's good to hear from you again. I love you dearly. You guys make me feel so good that, you know, it isn't just that being clients or having you call in. It's that, you know, the things you've wrote, I want to thank you. I got some very good message from you, and, you know, I love your family now. We've become Facebook friends, and we're there. I love this, and I did see this for you. Remember, you called in with me and Amy Kavanaugh, and I feel that. I see this love with this. I'm hearing the guide said that they're going to make you slow it down a little longer because they want it all to to be perfect. And I did read for you right after the person had passed, your person there that with your husband, he's also telling, and I'm hearing on the other side, he's laughing. He's like, remember he said this to you. Remember when he hid this stuff from you? He said, you're going to find love again. And you were like, Amy and Jethro, I don't know. You two are a little kooky. you're gone wild. And now you're one of our happiest girls. I know you didn't think so. Well, that's what they're telling me. And they're telling me that's going to happen. And they said it's going to be a little bit. And, Vicky, the guys are telling me a little bit something. They're talking to me about you and swimming or something. They're showing me water. And at first I thought it was like getting in, but they said it's a good thing. They said that you're like head over heels with this man. I feel you're in love with this man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I met him before I met my husband.
Jethro, don't you feel September is really good for Vicky? It gives her some time to really enjoy the process of planning this.
A little later, a little bit more, exactly what I'm getting at. And I love what they're telling me with you, Vicky. They said that your energy is also springing into some other energy with this, that's why the head over heels. We got to do a little bit of it because then it's going to do some other energy with you. I'm also getting something physically. They said for you to start really you got to start taking care. You're holding on to some stuff here in the tummy and some other emotion here, you know. I want to tease you. I know you're not pregnant. We're not guessing there. I got that number.
Well, it feels like it's the tail end of your grieving, like your grieving cycle. You're not cheating on your husband who passed. You're not expected to, all of a sudden, there was no other marriage. You know, it's about you moving forward with your life. You have the support of heaven, and you know, whatever residual grief, you know, it's going to come and go, but you deserve happiness, and you deserve to know that you're supported in this happiness, and just, you know, just enjoy it. Just enjoy it. It's time. You know, it's time.
Vicky. Definitely put
in. We're going to give
those presents away here. We got to go on. We've got other ones. We love you.
Take care,
put
Vicky.
Hello?
Okay.
Jethro? You told us that there would be another baby a few months ago.
Yes.
My daughter, Jennifer.
Uh-huh.
She is 6 weeks pregnant.
Oh, congratulations. Yay. Yes. Thank you. So, thank you for the confirmation. Definitely, if you get a chance, I need a favor, Vicky. Everyone knows I'm putting in for, we're doing life workers. Those of you know as a light worker, I would like you to get a hold of them at newyorkgate@aol.com. And, you know, tell them Jethro threw you something that made sense as a gifted psychic there, was you would do that for me, you know? It seems silly that we have to ask, but, you know, it's good because that's how they know, the ones of us who do. I had someone tell me today, they said, well, if you're psychic, you should already know. I go, stop it. What happens is we work together and we you know, having people do it. And tell you guys, hey, write me on Facebook again. You guys always make me feel good.
Okay.
Blessings.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
all
you.
The best. Keep us posted. Woo!
We're going back in time a minute. Earlier we had someone on the phone that I don't know if we were joking about snacking, and those of you guys do know, I was teasing. If I had gotten in trouble, the Sunflower Police would have come now, and they would have took me away, right? So 229, can you joke around? We're on there. Everybody's writing me. They're like, that's just a little sunflower. You got me in trouble by telling, Melissa. 229,
I'm sorry, but you brought it up, and now I have a visual of you doing that, and it's so out of character for you, Jethro. You're such a gentleman. And like I say, you know, we don't want, like, them coming after you going, I just slipped on this guy who was throwing, like, sunflower seeds in the eye. I fell on him. You know, that's so nice.
You're
much more of a gentleman.
229, did you want to talk?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Yes, my name is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. Good evening.
Good evening.
How can we help you, Melvin? I love your name. It's so cool.
Thank you. I just want to know what's coming up for me financially and also in a relationship, someone I'm interested in.
Okay.
Financially, you know, for the holidays.
Wow. Do you have an opportunity to do some overtime work with what you do?
No, ma'am. We're about to close. I work at a mental hospital here in Georgia, and they're gonna be closing up December the 31st.
Okay.
Yeah, and actually, they want us to take some sick leave—not sick leave, but annual leave time off.
You are very gifted at what you do. You have a bedside manner that makes people feel very, very safe. Have you thought about becoming a nurse?
No, I haven't. No, ma'am. I actually hope to get back into school. I have like 8 classes remaining in middle grade education, and I hope to be back in school on the 6th of next month. And but I owe the college like $1,600. But I hope they work that out with me next week when I go to talk to the register office.
Yeah, it just feels like, as hard as this is on the 31st, it's a blessing in disguise, because they took advantage of you a little bit, and it's not,
yeah.
You know, it's just because you're very, very gentle and genteel. So financially, you know, can you collect unemployment? Go ahead and do that. Get whatever kind of support you can get. And it just feels like because you have natural healing abilities, just follow what's unfolding for you. You know, it doesn't feel like you're going to be stuck financially. If push came to shove, you know, you could get, you know, this is for all of us, I think. You know, we could get a little part-time job here or there, whatever you need to just kind of make you feel a little safer. But I think claiming uninsurance will help you. What is it called? Unemployment will help you. And
yes.
Definitely, you are someone who came to do service. So whether you decide to teach or be a nurse, or you just have this ability to make people feel really safe, and so that's your path unfolding. That's your mission. And as far as the relationship is concerned, you kind of want to get this other stuff in order before you bring somebody in completely into your life, because it's going to scatter your energies too much, and then it's going to make you feel badly about yourself. You'll like beat yourself up. You know, because I just can't do what I really want to do with her or whatever. But it does feel like down the line you're going to meet somebody. And as your world is changing, that's going to bring you around to some other new people. But the most important thing for you to do, Melvin, is to take care of you right now. This is a huge transition because the patients are going to really miss you. That's a hard letting go. There's going to be tears there. So you want to kind of experience all of this stuff. Do the best you can, you know, in moving through that. But just know it's going to bring another door opening for you. Jethro?
Well, and we thank you, Melvin. I hope you can hear with this. We got to run. Definitely thank you for calling in. And Merry Christmas. We're going to give a present away here. Thank you for coming back. I know earlier I missed you on the phone. I don't know what was going on. I think you were laughing, and I went ahead. The button was stuck.
Okay.
Did you
want
to add anything to that, Jethro?
I compliment with it, and with the 7 minutes we got left, I want to make sure I feel that's very good.
Okay.
You did very well with it. I know sometimes we reiterate, and I have people pushing. There's like about, we have about 31 more people. They're not going to get in tonight, but we did try what we could. You know, and catch us. We have tomorrow night. We're on Fridays, and we're back on Monday. Tonight, I want to give away the book Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships by the psychic reader and very positive friend, Pamela Cummings. So those of you who listen to the Love Channel, it's here. I've got it in my hand, and I need Melissa to give me a number, and I'm going to pick that number out of these numbers. You're going to be the last person to get a reading and the winner of the book. So give me a number.
Between 1 and 31.
28. We're scrolling down here. We're at the new show, the new times, more business. We've added more. Psyche's Gone Wild is popular. We've got 2 phone numbers because Amy and Dina blew up the old one, so now we have 855 and 773. You've got more ways. And 856, you're our first winner tonight on our prime time of Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. 856, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Great. How do you like winning the book by Pamela? Did you think that was going to happen when you called Psyche's Gone Wild?
No.
Cool. What's your first name?
Laura.
Yay, Laura. Thank you for calling in. Would you like to have a reading here? I could feel like there's a little energy. I like to sometimes do it without that because I do feel that there's some stuff going on. Would you like to ask us your question and we can go from there, because I'm getting a lot of positive for you. I'm glad you won, and thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you for letting me win.
Actually, take the little number picker, because Miss Melissa, who doesn't spit sunflower seeds in public, no, I'm teasing you guys. I joke about everything. Like, oh, now he's teasing her.
Oh, it's like when you drive down the highway and people are spitting them out the window, and you're like, oh my God, I got to roll my windows.
Oh, Laura,
Hi, Laura. What can we do to help you?
I was wondering if you see anything for a career move or a change. I'm looking for a permanent position.
Ooh. Hmm. It feels like you really like to be around literature and books. Is that correct? Yeah. Writing and being around that. Yeah, it feels very positive for January 2014 that there's going to be a couple of opportunities that are going to come to you that you get to see which one honors your work the most. Make sure that when you get into any kind of interview that you feel that what you have to offer is matching what they have to offer. Don't take a job just for the money. Take a job because you know that it's a right fit.
Yes.
Because you've got a lot of gifts. Your gifts are just like, oh, my God. Your gifts are just, like, incredible. You're so strong as a businesswoman, but then you have this side to you that is so gentle with your – it's like your art, your craft. It's like what you're brilliant at. So you really want to make sure that that's respected. Ooh, go girl.
Yeah, that's pretty good, yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely looking for the right fit.
And it's coming. Definitely coming in the new year.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, you're more than welcome. Well, happy holidays. Enjoy your book.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much. And same to you. You enjoy your holidays as well.
Thank you. It was lovely speaking with you.
Good. We love everyone. We're at the last of it. Tell them, Melissa, how to get a hold of you and how they can get a reading by Melissa Berman.
Oh, please email me at maberman arts, maBermanArts@gmail.com. And I will not use your email other than communicating with you back and forth to see what your needs are and what the best kind of reading would be. And you can also contact me through Psychics Gone Wild as well.
And Laura, you listened in here. Make sure that, Laura, you go into psychicsgonewild.com and put down your snail mail for me. I will never share it or anything like that, but I do need to know the snail mail to send you the book. And those of you who have asked for it, you're going to get it. We're going to have more fun, more wildness, more than we've ever had going. We've got the individuals all together to put this together for a fun time. I want you guys that are taking out a little chance here where Christmas is coming. We were speaking of it when we first started out on the show, and then we talked about health. We will be giving away and doing a lot of prizes. We do have the emails. We've got psychicsgonewild.com put in for it. And then tomorrow's show is going to be prime time again, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Mountain, and 7 p.m. Pacific. We will be giving away those prizes. Ladies of Wrangles Jewelry tonight that we have here, I went and pulled out an email, and I have down, we've got a gentleman. We have Daryl Falinski. You have won the jewelry. So
woo!
Congratulations, Daryl. And it looks like from what you were writing here, Daryl has wrote me and asked to, he wants to know why Jan Drakey is not on more. Okay. Daryl, the reason is that Jan chooses to be on one night of show. If Jan could be on more, put out your prayers and someday Jan will be on every day because I want her on every day too. I love her too. But I also would like to have Melissa on every day, Dina on every day. I love the Psychics Gone Wild and thank you for asking. Jan is one of them. You guys are putting in the videos right now. The video that is winning, ironically, is the video for We Want a Saturday Show, and he names Jan Bakke, he names me, he names Melissa Berman, and he names Peggy Jones. And so those are the ones he's put in, and his name is Russell, and his video he put in over 3,601 likes, and I want to thank all of you, the new people that are checking out YouTube with me and all the videos. Please, if you get a chance, put together a few minutes video. You can do it free now with most of the sites. Put together pictures, what you put, and then, you know, if you want to say over it or you can write it, put it in whatever you want to do, say which show is your favorite. We have shows on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I have an individual that's working with me that would like to come in, and we will have maybe a Saturday show later. Someone's going to take that and do a day of their own. You always have our special one. You know, Amy Kavanaugh will be doing one of her intense shows for those of you who know grief counseling. So keep tuning in.
And we are going to be on Wednesday nights from now on, and I'm just looking at the calendar, and next Wednesday is the 18th. After that's Christmas, and after that's New Year. So if another day shows up, maybe we'll be able to slide into something.
Oh, definitely. We have a lot of ones. What we'll do is we'll do a Saturday show with me, Melissa. Name who you guys want or something with it, or a Sunday, who you want to come on as our guest. We have a ton of people.
We'll call it like a makeup show.
Yes.
That'll be fun.
We've been doing this over 2 years. I have a lot of people asking me for some of the people that were on before. I am trying to get Tony back on. Tony's talked to me. He did say that he's having a blast in California. I'll ask him. I know someone else that you guys have really wondered with and wanted to see. I would like to see Linda Irwin back again. Me and Linda worked one show together. She's over in Unseen for World. She's phenomenal. Stay tuned. You never know who's going to show up on Psyche's Gone Wild.
We're wild. Love you all. Happy holidays. See you next week on Wednesday.